Week one.
No, it's not going to be.
How long?
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan. We're grateful you're with us. Got a special speaker this morning. If you read the text I sent out, I won't go into all of that because he needs his time. But just suffice it to say, he's been the senior pastor at a large church in Oregon. He's a writer, director, producer, actor, got all those things to his credit. He also has written some books. So just Bill, and I've known Bill for, gosh, over 40 years, and he has been an amazing mentor to me. Everything good that I know, I got from Bill. Everything bad that I know, I got even more of that from Bill. So anyway, he's here this morning to challenge us, and let me just turn it over to him right now, Bill Muir.
If I look tired, it's 4 o'clock on the West Coast time, and Kevin got me in here at 1 a.m. So I'm excited to be with you. Kevin's a buddy. Here it is. I don't even know how to get a talk into 4 minutes. So this will be the fastest one I ever did. Big truth. How you and I see our job changes everything. When I was on the plane yesterday, I realized we spend about a third, maybe a half of our life at work. And so for many people, work tends to be something I gotta do. It tends to be for some people unmeaningful, unpurposeful. And so there's this discussion about vocation and occupation. Vocation is something one's called to do, and occupation something somebody does for money. I think the problem with the faith community is that we've minimized work in the workplace. I tend to view work the same way Martin Luther views work. He says a maiden milking a cow in a barn is as sacred and spiritual as a man who preaches a sermon on Sunday morning if they're both called. And one of the keys that I think we've missed in the church community is we have this, pastors are in a vocation and people at the church are in occupation. I think there's no distinction personally between secular and sacred. And I think we've made a bad culture for many people. I live off the phrase, don't stoop to be a king when God calls you to be a doorkeeper. And I think all of us are called to it. The Westminster Confession of Faith says that the chief purpose of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. I think scripture comes along and stresses something that we've minimized. A couple quick verses. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. And Colossians 3 and verse 17 says, and whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 23 says, whatever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord. So here's the big truth. I think each of us today is a minister, is a preacher of the gospel, is one who is to live it out. There's a great saying that I live with that says, preach Christ always, and when necessary, use words. And I think the sooner each of us understands our high calling, and whatever you do is a high calling, when we begin to believe that God has called us to whatever desk you sit at, whatever factory you walk through, whatever group of people that you're over, that you recognize in a real way, they're your congregation, you're their minister, you're the one who will incarnate God's truth. Jesus says you are the light of the world, the salt, and when we see what we're doing as a calling, that God in his divine plan placed you where you are and has a divine calling for you there, it elevates what you do, and it's not just a job. The one thing I always hate when I talk to believers is when I ask them what they do, they say, I'm just a plumber, I'm just a CEO, I'm just a business owner. And I go, please, 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 please don't do that. There is no justice in the kingdom of God. We are divinely called to what we do and find ourselves in different situations. I had a nurse that just moved from one job city, left the area that I live in, had to go three states over totally discouraged by it. And I asked her, what if God in this crisis that you're in is moving you as his missionary to this new state, new city, new job, so you can be salt and light there? What if there's purpose in this moment, in this day? I tend, in my faith journey recently, to begin to believe that there is a sacred space between me and the person that I'm ministering to, that I'm speaking to, that's working for me or I'm working for. And in that sacred space, Jesus is there. And so I would encourage you today to believe that you're not just and you're not somewhere by accident or somewhere because that's where you ended up, but that God has divinely placed you there for this day, for this moment, for this conversation, for this decision, whatever you're making. And I think that truth, that your calling, a maiden milking a cow in a barn, is as spiritual and sacred as a man who climbs the pulpit, if both are called. And I hope today you'll believe that you have been called to what you're doing, and that'll change how you see the people around you. Now I'm going back to bed.
Now go be the edge. Don't go back to bed.